kind of school out there, nice, so we probably didn't think anything about it.
Yeah.
But he was great, I mean, you couldn't tell, he was very energetic and worth the audience, you couldn't tell he was sick at all.
We're live.
We're live?
Hot mic, hot mic.
Oh, that doesn't look like we're too busy tonight. Good, 'cause I gotta, I need to go to that YMCA dinner.
I'm not gonna be able to make that, but,
Go.
Okay.
Can I just say something about this real quick?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is that all right with you, Fred? Mr. President?
We'll call the October meeting of the Winchester Park Board to order with three members present and Mrs. Pierceall absent. Mr. Williams may begin.
This letter is just a sample and I really want your input on it. And any advice you can give me, because Mayor Byram has given me the okay and you guys seem to approve it, to go ahead and pursue this. But before we can go forward very much, we have to kind of know what kind of funding we're gonna have.
Right.
So I thought one way would be to reach out to the community with some kind of sponsorship. And you can see the things I have down there. I just came up with those thinking that might be a good place to start.
Right.
And I don't know what we offer them besides just, you know, you're gonna be recognized in our advertising. I thought if we had people we call partners, we could actually put a sign up. I got this idea from Rushville. They have partners who pay $5,000 a year and they get a big sign on their amphitheater. It's a huge amphitheater and it's a much bigger venue than what we have. So I thought we might start small and do that.
What size, about how big is the sign for this?
Well, you know, about the size of that picture right there.
Okay, about the size of that picture right there.
And, you know, I don't think you want any bigger than that. And they could be displayed on the amphitheater, or I even thought you could display them on the fence of the tennis court, you know, up there where people could see them. And I don't even know if anybody's gonna be interested in doing this or not. I think we can get some smaller donations, less than $1,000 ones. And I'm willing to go ahead and pursue this if you guys think it's worth doing and see what we can come up with. I guess you just go around and hand them out. Is that what you would do? I mean, just walk in and say, here, for your consideration, and see if anybody gets back to us. As far as the grants go, I applied for them. Haven't heard anything about them yet.
Right.
And don't know, they're very general because I didn't have a lot of information. I had to get them in by September 30th. So in order to do that, I had to just kind of generalize them.
Now, isn't there one like for March or for the spring or something too? Or am I not thinking about?
As far as the concert, you mean?
Oh,
no, there is. There's a March deadline.
That's why I thought, wasn't there a deadline for March for something? Is that the same thing or?
I don't really know.
Okay.
I just thought we needed to get in before the September because March would be a little late to do the planning.
Right.
And Ms. Pierceall, I have contacted one band and they have given me a price of $850. That's a junkyard band. And I think they would be a great draw. They're very interested. I contacted the Gordon Bonham Blues Band, who I've heard and, you know, I like that genre of music. And I think they would be a good lower level band. Same thing as the Junkyard Band, about $850, $900, what we're talking about. I talked to Ben Brown. He's willing to do the sound when we need it for about $500. I'd like to try him out first before we book him for all of our concerts, whatever we get, but it would be nice to have somebody who knows that, and he's I don't know if you know Bill.
Oh, yeah,
Brad.
Yeah,
he's done our musicals and the auditorium and things like that. Jenny DeVoe is $4,500, so if we want to get to that level, we're gonna have to raise some money.
Right. I only see good things kind of come out of something like this personally. I mean, you know.
I do too.
I don't see a downside to it.
Pursue the funding. Mayor Byram has said we can start with a smaller level, and if we want to go ahead and book a concert and get started, I would, my plan, using my wife, is to go ahead and create a, if this is okay with you guys, create a concert series Facebook page.
Right.
Use that as a communication media.
That's a great idea.
And get friends on there, and then maybe you can publish this on there to start with, and then as we go, we just put things on there.
And then people from the community can maybe suggest people too, right?
Sure.
I mean,
sure.
That would be a...
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean...
Sure. Maybe anybody can suggest.
Right.
Bands that they have heard of. Like Bear and I have been talking about, some of them you can't get a hold of. I've tried to contact Cook and Bell and sent them messages, haven't heard anything back. I haven't heard anything from Chris Hockey, who I think would be great for the
He was
one.
The one there with Eddie Money, or after
yeah,
Eddie Money,
he
right?
was the next
yeah.
day after Eddie yeah. Money. He was fabulous.
Yeah.
He's local, and
I've been breathing. He's
great.
Yes.
He was much better than Eddie Money.
I mean,
Money.
I didn't really want to say... I mean, I like Eddie Money, and I've always liked his music, but as... If I had to attend... If I had to only go to see one of them again, it would be Chris.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He was good.
He was. For who?
Miss Cinnamon. Is that right?
Right.
Who, Chris with Miss Cinnamon?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
No, he had... Remember, he had those guys out there, and they were... He had them singing with him. Those were his old high school.
Oh,
guys.
Really? Yeah. Those
singing.
People that went on stage with him, or people. Or
some of them, but then he got out in the audience and he had them come up there and singing with him. And
I think he's
that.
About.
I thought he was just being nice.
He's about 47, probably 48.
Oh, that's. So you've been about my class then.
Well, I think he was an 89 graduate.
Oh, 89.
Okay. I think. I don't know. I don't know why I got that in my head, but I think that's right. Well, if I mean, if we can start here, but I would probably want it, if we start trying to make this into something more of a, in the festival atmosphere, I mean, I'm going to want to form a committee and have some help.
Right.
Because if you start getting too big, you're going to, you can't do it all yourself. So.
Right.
So, if you guys have any input on that as far as who might be willing to and be good to have on a concert series committee, and certainly the park board is welcome to be part of that as much as you want to be. I know you guys are busy as well, but
do you go to the Key Palace a lot?
I've been there once.
See, I like, they have a lot of really nice bands there, but I don't know how well people, you know, I don't know if they would like that as an outdoor thing or not, but I thought I've seen
Bill
some.
Monroe.
Pardon?
Contact Bill Monroe.
Yeah,
he
Bill is,
that.
He's, he goes to concerts about more than I do, I think. And that's a lot. He's retired like I am, so.
He's a Jenny DeVoe fan.
Yeah, he's a Jenny DeVoe fan.
Okay.
I did talk to Jenny DeVoe's agent for quite a while. But again, 4,500 is,
yeah,
you have to have some funding to get her. And, well, I'll go ahead and, unless you guys have any suggestions on this,
I think it's a go.
Yep.
I mean, What was you thinking? One a month?
Pardon?
One a month? One, is that what I
mean? Wouldn't want to try to do more than that right now. So I was
that's
thinking maybe
enough.
Starting in May, we'll see. And I got to get on, and I was thinking Friday nights, like the second or third Friday of the month. What do you think about that? I mean, I don't want to plan something and then find out that there's something else going on, so.
I think Friday night's a good night to do things. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, you don't. I think when you get into August, you have to worry. August and September, you have to worry about football a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I might want to plan around home football. I don't want to run into the Union City Arts Festival and compete with that, because they'll have that again, I'm sure. And
that's
then
the
Labor Day weekend
torn.
Is.
I would love to see it going on Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, you know,
I don't know.
If we were going to do it Labor Day weekend, I'd want to do it at the beginning.
Yeah.
Before, because that gets so congested
yes,
there.
You're right.
Parking is an issue already for those concerts.
Yeah.
So, oh. Well, I'll go ahead. Mayor, if I did get someone who said, yeah, I'm going to do this, a business like Tartar's, I think would want to be involved. who would they make their check out to, or what would they make their check out to? And it's going to go into the one fund that we have, right?
Yeah, I think just the City of Winchester.
City of Winchester.
But if you, isn't the Community Foundation, don't they still have that matching thing? Matching funds there? Don't they still have that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, for every donated dollar, they match it. So.
Oh, well, you'd have to get, I think you'd have to set up an account then.
I think then the funds go to the Community Foundation, mm-hmm. and then they put them in an account.
You can do it that way, buddy.
I don't know anything about it. I mean,
it gives you twice the money.
Yeah.
I just right now start out with the City of Winchester and see. What I want to do is see if we can get anybody to participate.
Mm-hmm. Lisa's working on a few things for me right now. I'm supposed to be getting back to me about another project, but I'll ask her about matching.
Well, are you talking like that's like in the same vein as their scholarships, because then they take over that money?
Yeah, if you do anything to the Community Foundation, then they're going to have a board that has to approve all releasing of any monies, which if you just say, I want to create this account for this purpose, and then you say, I've got a purpose for the money, how can they not let you use money?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to
be
in a situation where you can't have control of it when you need it. I know with the scholarships, just doing the Kelly Steven scholarship, that you can only get to really just the interest.
Yeah. And there's two types of funds over there. There's endowments, and then there's, I forget what it's called. You can get your money out. The endowment, you can only use the interest. You're right. It'd be great to be able to do that, wouldn't it? Start just give a bunch of money to the foundation.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll make that. Oh, could I get this on like some city stationery? Get some of that?
Absolutely. Yep.
And then just copy it on there and.
Give me a copy of it and I'll make sure it gets done tomorrow.
Or you can just give me some stationery and I can have Missy copy it on there.
Okay.
And then we can make copies. You don't have to add one or two, just to make sure you get
it. I don't have any. I just have to print them out.
I'll stop in tomorrow or next week. All right. Thank you.
You ever had a chance to look at the minutes yet?
I haven't.
Okay. Motion to accept the minutes as written.
Second.
All those in favor?
Check for $120,000 from the Bureau's Trust Fund on Monday.
I was just, how much?
$120,000. The letter doesn't say anything about what they approved, what they didn't approve.
There's no mention of what they liked or didn't like,
nope.
Anything like that?
Nope, it's just a blanket letter that says the same thing, I'm assuming, every year. They just probably changed the date. We understand that things may change and other needs may arise than what you had originally planned for, et cetera, et cetera. They liked the presentation of the packet this year that we sent in, they said, but so anyway.
And that's awesome. So that's for anything on your wish list?
Yeah, yeah.
For you to
Captain
your wish list was basically approved then, it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah. And also we did a test last week of mowing. We stopped the mowing, the miners told them no more mowing. Also told the Beeson people,
Longs,
thank you, that they're finished as well. Their contract ended on the 30th of September. So the street department mowed everything, and they were able to do it in a pretty good time. So I think that we're going to try it next year. If you're agreeable, I think we can do it. We did a time test and a materials test, and I really think it's doable. I have
So will that be for all the parks, including Southside and the Beeson?
Yes, for the parks. Now, that's not everything in the city. We're still contract out Vision Park and, you know, those things that the park's not involved in. But I think that we could save some money in our park budget by mowing it via the street department.
Kind of hate taking that away from the Longs, so, though, you know.
Well,
I know what you're saying. I know what I mean. I know what you're saying.
I'm not sure how long much longer they're running. Bill's not in good shape.
I just think not. Maybe it is time.
Wanda probably does just almost all of it.
Do we still contract out for the cemetery?
The city, that's not really the park.
That's not really the park's purview necessarily. It's not a park. Yeah. I mean, you typically have, basically, you guys are, it seems like, the park, you have Goodrich, Beeson Clubhouse, Southside Park. I count that as two separate things.
Right.
Because they really are.
Yeah.
Jim Passmore and
Dyer Garden.
Dyer. Yeah, those five. So,
and then more, well, like Goodrich and Morton Hills, like, do a lot together, too, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And I think that with what we have done in the park this past year, we could probably maintain a lot of that with, I budgeted two seasonal employees in the park instead of the six. Of course, we had six at the beginning of the year. They didn't, not all of them lasted all year. We'll cut that down to two, and they'll maintain keeping the bathrooms clean and mowing. And I think that'll keep them busy.
And what?
Are you still open to meeting with Ben Brown out there to take a look at what we have as far
sure.
as lighting and electrical?
Absolutely.
I was out there the other night. It is pitch dark out there.
It is.
And if we could do some upgrading there, that would be...
Well, with the
particularly
yeah.
with the concerts.
Absolutely. And that, you know, by what was it, $40,000 that it took to mow the park to contract it out. I mean, that's if we can do it in house, obviously we would have fuel and maintenance of the mowers.
Do they but have the mowers?
We have mowers. We have enough mowers, yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll get a hold of Ben and let him know that we
yeah, have him give me a call.
We'd like to.
Yeah.
And Frank probably want to be involved in that. I don't know what he's.
That's what we were talking about. That Levi's concert. That it was just so dark over there. You couldn't really tell who was sitting in front of you.
Yeah.
Pretty dark.
Well, we could amend the wish list. I mean,
well, didn't we talk
through?
I don't remember being put on wish list or not, but I know we had discussed having some kind of lights. Remember we talked about doing some lights or something? Or
yeah.
I don't know if it was wish list, but we definitely talked about how that would be a good thing.
I mean, I gave you all that packet wish list last
right.
meeting, and you know, we could hold off on the litter containers this year, or,
Well, if we're, the way we're going with this here, you know, I think that we need to, you know, some of that money needs to go to.
Definitely.
Well,
I mean, for the
contractors. Right, yeah, right, yes.
Well,
to get some lighting.
Yeah, I don't know where we're going, but we're going to try to get some.
Well, I mean, if we're going to,
I got my fingers crossed on the grants, but.
Right.
Like I told him, definitely hold up on, like, the concession stand. We got bleacher covers this year. I'm thrilled with that.
Yeah, no, they look great.
I mean, and I would much rather see the lighting for the concerts down there and stuff.
You only talked about that for how many years?
I got my bleacher covers. I'm thrilled. You know, I'd love to see lighting down there for concerts.
Yeah.
I also, since we're talking about things looking good, I really like the siding on the Easton clubhouse.
Isn't that nice?
I think it is a classy look.
It is.
When I first heard it was going to be gray, I had my doubts, but I like it.
It's good looking.
The fence looks good as well.
I didn't get to talk to you guys to make the last one, but the grandstands just look amazing. Everybody's talking about how nice they look out there. It's fantastic. How was that?
Anybody else have anything?
We did remove recently the solar field at the pool.
Right.
It was broken, unhooked. I don't think it was used for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
So we removed that.
That has been pretty recent then, hasn't it?
This week.
Just this week, right? That's good news.
Yeah.
It looks like I was hoping you'd get that out of there. Has he started winterizing, like, the bathrooms and stuff and all that good stuff?
Yeah, it's been done for all. In fact, the YMCA, the day that we shut the water off and bled the lines at the pool, was the day that the YMCA called and wanted to know if they could have their dinner at the pool. I was kind of like, well, they don't have any water. So they didn't do it. But, I mean, it was a good idea because I think they're feeling kind of some pressure. You know, I mean, they're just as much wanting to have a operating and functional pool as what we are because they have swim lessons and swim meets. So I think they're wanting to have their dinner out there to raise awareness of the heat of the pool.
Speaking of the YMCA, got the big haunted trail coming up this weekend and next weekend, so you get a chance.
Where at?
Camp Yale.
Mm-hmm.
Should be pretty neat. As long as the weather is nice.
Circle X had a really neat haunted trail a couple of years ago. Right. I loved it. They didn't do it last year, but yeah, I really like that. So Camp Yale.
They're trying to have that back this year, I think.
Yeah, I was going to say, I loved it.
There's not a better place for a haunted trail than Camp Yale.
Yeah, I have to
admit. Unless it's real muddy. And you just.
It's next weekend or this?
This weekend and next weekend, mm-hmm. Friday and Saturday. From 7 to like 12.
So midnight? This week?
I think it's till 12, okay. Maybe 11.
I'm glad you told me that. It's $10. I love those things. I miss the corn maze over there. Used to have that thing.
Yeah.
Used to go get case by case calls every year and stuff. I go to that Scarabania in Muncie every once in a while. But good. I didn't know we had anything around here. So. Oh, what's wrong? Come on.
Bear.
Go out and have some fun now. All right. Get chased around and stuff. Come on. Wouldn't it be great?
I hit people.
You hit people.
I do.
Oh, I'm terrible. A little scares, dude. Nope.
I think it's going to be different each time, too, because they have different groups.
Oh, really?
That are doing the haunting.
Uh-huh.
And who knows, maybe some of the infirmaries ghosts wander back in.
Yeah, that's true.
Ghosts back there.
You know, that would be neat. You know, I hear you can rent that place or something, but I'll tell you what, Bear, I'll even pay, okay? One night lockdown, okay?
Okay.
Come on, go ahead. What do you think? We'll walk around and see what
there?
You
go, oh. Bear, go.
Yes.
Oh.
Come on.
No.
You don't do paranormal stuff. Oh, you don't know, ain't part of that.
Yeah, we got one of these signs to sign there.
I don't know.
I didn't have an extra one for somebody that doesn't want one.
But right here is fine. You can sign this one. I just trying to push this along here. So
that is, I got no problem with that.
But why?
I had a little gallstone problem last night, so I'm actually glad to get that going. So, yeah, they're almost as fun as kidney stones. Go. Tell me to drink vinegar. I feel better today, so yeah, apple cider vinegar.
Drink it?
Yeah, I drank it.
My burger.
I'm feeling a little better.
Drinks a quarter of a cup every day.
Yeah.
Of vinegar.
They told me to drink
it. Apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider.
So.
Yeah.
They said it would kind with the mother.
They said it would help the.
What's it do?
There's like a filmy stuff in real apple cider vinegar that's called the mother. And if you don't get apple cider vinegar with the mother, it's supposedly not really as good for you. So.
And like the sediments on the bottom?
Right.
I know that in beer that's called mother.
White,
yeah.
Filmy stuff that you shake it up, you don't even know what's in there. But.
But most, I learned something today.
If you go to like grocery stores and things like that, apple cider vinegar doesn't have it. You got to get the. It'll say on there with the mother.
I do have one more thing. Are there any corrections or anything that you took a look at your park plan draft that you would like for me to communicate for the next park board meeting? As I would like to adopt this the next park board
meeting. Right. Yeah. I looked it over and was
okay. And we also have a 5-year park plan that we will submit to DNR to be eligible for grants. So that will be presented next month as well. You remember Kristen Bitsigeo was doing
the girl, or right. The girl was here.
Yeah. So and the surveys and whatnot. So, so that will be on file. Once you approve that and adopt that, that'll be on file with DNR so that we can apply for grants for our park.
Right.
So that would be even more awesomeness going into the park.
We see a lot of good news today. Goodrich Trust was six figures and the concert series. Got a haunted trail to go to. This has been all right, hasn't it?
Well,
everything was just good and all of them.
Exactly.
Leave it at.
I'll be in the near future because I'll have to get some dates set aside so we don't have conflicts with other things.
Yeah, and we'll want to put that on the community calendar with Randolph County too, because they're taking. They made a call for events and dates to be able to put permanently on the calendar.
So we'll get some dates set aside,
yeah.
And we won't book any bands right away. We'll just have the dates set up for concerts. Let's do that.
Yeah.
And then we can, if we do find out there's a conflicting event, then we can change before we have the band already booked.
Anybody else have anything? Motion to pay bills. In favor? Motion to adjourn.
Second.
In favor?
Aye.
That's got to be the quickest park meeting of the year.
I was going to say, we got that about 29 minutes there.
I was supposed to tell you that it was officially that somebody's back to work.
Somebody's needed.
She's like, well, Jan will be here in a minute. No, probably. Tell her I'm back to work. What time does the Y dinner start? No.
Six.
Well, you better get going.
Yeah, well.
We got you out of here pretty good, though.
Yeah, I could be a little late.
Yeah.
I've got tap dance and a Cub Scout pack.
Oh, boy.
I miss so much of the
kids. Are you with Josie?
I've got Cubs baseball. I have my first grader is, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Maddox and Jacob, oh, it was great. Yeah. We're classmates, you know.
Yes.
They're pretty ornery together.
I mean, if you have any connections, I mean, you still need to work on Chris Hockey, especially.
Oh, I'm going to go. I'm going to go.
Get that grant for the Patriots.
I'm going to go try to figure out where you found that at, and I'm going to call it. Cause
see y'all next month.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
I'll see you soon.
Yeah, it's not like that enough to call.
Bye, Tom.
Bye.
You know, so I'm wondering if he even ever looks at that.
Yeah.
Or if that's totally up to everybody else.
Yeah.
I had to tell my employees today that the insurance is going up.
Oh, really?
That was not fun.